My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yes, let us. Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, our best audience of the entire show. Props to the Tuolos, who I guess Tolo Chris had said I had angered over the past couple days because I was just giving YouTube shout outs to like David Sullivan and Brian Anderson and Kid Cowboy and Alejandro and Dylan. But thanks to the Tuolos as well. It's amazing the different outlets that either like or dislike you, like the Fantex, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like all different. It all seems different. Like.
Like they all love me, but like there's the text does not like me very much.
Absolutely not.
So it's very intense. It's very split. There's either people who really love me on there or really hate me, like you guys.
So
we're not really split.
The Cowboys with some additional roster tinkering, adding to the practice squad with Carl Lawson, Jalen Cropper, Malik Davis, Princeton Fant, Josh Ball, Kamon Hall, and Dalvin Cook, as the news broke yesterday at 9:40, also expected to join that group on the practice squad. The Cowboys had put two players on waivers. Secondary got claimed. Eric Wood by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Eric Scott,
by Kansas City. And Julius Wood by the Tennessee Titans. The Cowboys were not awarded any players on waivers.
Yeah, and then they lose, not on a waiver claim, just decided not to re-sign here, Justin Rogers, your seventh round pick who you released, who I thought played pretty well overall. I just don't think they had a roster spot for him, but he decided to sign with the Cincinnati Bengals practice squad, and so Cowboys lose really three guys, and I know there was a lot of people that were upset that Julius Wood is gone. Brian brought us. It's so funny, Brian, the old scout in him, comes out where he's like, just heartbroken over like guy 55 not being here or something like that. Where
invested.
It's, yeah, it's a little
That's how he'll feel when Trey is one day no longer here.
Yeah, he'll feel dug in on Trey Lance. But I mean, Wood is the guy that probably they were most upset with, I would guess, and not even upset, but that they just felt like, all right, that was the guy we would have liked to have had here. He played well enough to be one of our 53 guys. The room was just full. The numbers didn't work out. And so they hoped they could get him to the practice squad, but unable to. He had played pretty well at East Carolina. I mean, that's a Division I program. That's an FBS program. It's not like it's a small HBCU or D2 or D3 or anything like that. He had played against that high-level competition, just didn't get drafted, and then played really well in the preseason. And so Tennessee clearly had a good enough grade on him that they said, all right, gamble on him because he showed it in the preseason.
All right, there were two things that I thought jumped out that we needed to try and decipher from Jerry Jones yesterday talking about Dak Prescott's deal. I guess, you know, we can start off with five. Pepe, now that you got CD done, they had a little hug yesterday that Nick Eatman captured on his iPhone. It wasn't that great of a video, so I'm assuming it wasn't Bobby's phone.
No. Damn right.
But now that you got the CD deal done, has the urgency changed to get your quarterback locked up?
That hasn't changed. So continuing to, first of all of us focus on what's coming up here in the next 10 days, 2 weeks, opening game. And that takes priority over anything. Lamb wasn't here. Dak is here. So we have no more to do. And those significant things that we talk about every time we meet to have this season on go by opening day. So it'll remain like it's been.
Okay, so that's the urgency buzzword that I'm sure the media tried to catch him with after the urgency mistake with CeeDee Lamb. But here's the comment I really want to focus on. There's two parts of this. It's, have we already seen enough to know about Dak? And then this contract hold up, it's not anything about him. It's all about us.
You could easily say, if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. And so I'm such a fan of Dak's.
Stop it right there.
You know what? If you haven't seen it by now, you just haven't seen it. That's what I say about Bigfoot every day. I haven't seen it by now. I just haven't seen it.
Bobby, is there any other way to take that other than like a subtle shot of, look, we still might be. My theory has been that this is the second time they're trying to judge him and ultimately figure him out. They may well have it in their offices on a board. NFC championship game or he's not the guy. Like, it may just simply boil down to that. We're going to move on and we're fine with paying 70, but we have to see playoff advancement first. Is there any other way to take that little clip differently than a little subtle, not positive?
No, I mean, it's, look, whenever they talk about any player who's up for a contract or anybody they're negotiating with, publicly, they talk about it like they're talking to a car dealer about the used car. Like, this fender's a little, isn't this a little scratched up over here? Like, when was the last time the timing belt was changed? I don't want to have to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all
the
these
timing
things.
Belt a thing?
Yeah, the timing belt's a thing. Yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but it used to be. I don't,
no, the timing chain is no longer.
Timing chain
really.
Is no longer. I used to have a big problem with the belt.
Yeah. And so they're always trying to knock value off publicly, but there's a little bit of, Broadus had said that they, when they had Mike Sando on from The Athletic the other day, that he had asked him, he said, you know, I saw you were out at training camp and that you got a chance to talk to some people. Did you get anything interesting out there while you're out there? And Sando had said, you know, we were just there for kind of the quarterback tiers list and doing some different things. And he goes, I'll say this, though, I guess. I don't think that if there's a divorce between the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, I think both sides would be at peace with it.
Oh.
And it's like, I think there's definitely a, they love each other. It's a little bit like a couple that when
we're
they
not
get to
in
a point,
love.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, man, I love you. I love what you've meant to my life, but maybe there reaches a point where you say, we're ready to move on.
I think that it's you're in such a brutal spot as an organization. Like, you do really want to go down that road? Like, do you really, how much is relevance important to you?
For them, it's number one.
Then they won't get rid of them. Like, if, because, like,
they're relevant regardless, though.
They are. But, like, I'm going through this.
They're not going to be as relevant if they don't have a quarterback of Dak Prescott's stature.
If they're 5-11, they're not as relevant. They're still on TV.
That's what I mean.
But they're not relevant. You know what I mean?
They'd be relevant, like, for this year with the fall and the crumble. But if you get a quarterback, I mean, they're going to be relevant, but they're not going to be, right, as relevant. Dak Prescott is a polarizing figure. You could argue any Cowboy quarterback is, but post Aikman, I mean, I wasn't here during that time. Would they be leading every SportsCenter and First Take show with that run of quarterbacks that they went on if it was today?
They would be leading it from the, you know, how bad is it? What are they going to do? That, but they wouldn't be like every day with the Dak Prescott stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because Dak is a polarizing, you know what I mean? Like, it would be different. Because when it's five quarterbacks a year, you can't dig in on a storyline.
Yeah.
No. It's just a little bit more. It'd be different. They still be like talked about, but I'm talking about relevance, like within like the contracts of like, hey, you're relevant to the league from a championship or playoff standpoint.
Let me amend it. If they had like a high profile replacement or a big draft name,
yeah,
it still would.
Still,
if they got if they plugged in Sam Darnold or someone else like that caliber for a year or two. It would tone down.
I don't know, because like I think if you're talking about in this day and age, they're still 6 a.m. we're turning it on and it's da-na-na, like 20 years ago, it's Carter conundrum when they're trying to figure out if Quincy Carter or Chad Hutchinson's starting. Like that's what they would lead with because that's what they talk about.
Here's the entire clip from Jerry.
You could easily say if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. And so I'm such a fan of Dax and appreciate all of the great things that we all know that he's there. And I appreciate his work ethic probably more than anything out here. And I can't tell you how proud I am that we've got him this year to start this campaign. Needing to see, I just gave an explanation of where, when you look at a situation, you've also got to weigh, okay, what are the consequences of the other side of the coin. And so Dak's situation right now for me, from my mirror, has more to do with our situation than it does with the merits of Dak Prescott being quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's the most important thing right there. That is why Dak has said over this process, yeah, we've been in contact. Yeah, we're kind of all good. You know, it didn't seem to be that much animosity because our thought was they were telling him, look, we want to sign you. We're just trying to figure out the money. We're trying to figure out how to organize everything. We're trying to figure out how to pay Micah and Lamb and you. It's going to happen. We just got to figure out how to do it. That's what I'm taking, and that is a positive for Dak if he wants to stay here.
Yeah, look, I think they are at a point where both of them are kind of like, you know, let go and let God. Whatever happens. Whatever is destiny will happen. And I think both sides are you know, okay with that. I think they would prefer probably, if you're asking about a slight preference, Dak would probably prefer not to go somewhere else. Just figure things out here, make it work. The Cowboys would probably prefer not to hit reset on quarterback. But I don't think either of them view it as big a problem as they did 4 years ago the last time they negotiated.
Let's talk about the new running back. What did Jerry see in wanting to officially sign Dalvin Cook?
Well, Dalvin is someone that we all have an appreciation for his career. He gives us a chance to get in here and learn the system. He's initially on the practice squad, gives us a chance to get in here and learn the system. We had hoped that as time went along in this offseason that we'd have an opportunity to maybe look at a player like of his stature if the right circumstances came along. They came along. We're appreciative of that. We had the workout for him. He's in good shape. He'll get a lot more work, but he'll learn our system as he goes, and he could easily really help us out this year.
Yeah.
A lot of repeats there.
A little bit. You know, he's Zeke. He's Zeke right now. Uh-huh. Like, when you watch the tape back from last year, he looks like Zeke to me.
Doesn't have more burst?
Maybe slightly, but it's not much. He's not a pass protector. He's not a pass protector. He does not securely run with the ball. I don't know how much this moves the needle.
Is Peyton's girlfriend ready for football season? Peyton gets you ready for high school football. And my visit yesterday to the Peyton Russell Estates.
Oh, wow.
That's next in the payload here on Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.